Food is the language everyone speaks, but do we truly understand it?
Between the conversations over organic food and GMOs, different diets taking the world by storm, and how what we eat actually impacts our environment,
there's no shortage of things to learn about. Hi, I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is Serving Up Science. Welcome to Serving Up Science, this series all about food, where it comes from, and how it impacts our health and planet. I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum.
And I'm Karel Vega.
And on this episode, we're going to explore food safety. Summer is upon us, and a lot of us will be going out to the backyard to barbecue.
Or garden.
And bringing picnic lunches out on our hikes. There are so many reasons to talk about food safety right now.
Cheryl, you recently moderated a roundtable on that topic through your role with Food at MSU, right?
I did. And speaking with experts there in both industry, in medicine, in science, gave me a lot to think about.
How so?
Well, the numbers alone are really astounding. For example, did you know that according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 48 million Americans become sick from foodborne illnesses every single year?
Which is pretty astounding. That's a little more than a sixth of Americans. So is it really that many?
Are you surprised?
I guess I shouldn't be. I've had my own experiences eating questionable food, but still, that's a huge number.
It affects all of us. Even if not personally, it affects our families and communities. And foodborne illness leads to an estimated 128,000 hospitalizations and 3,000 deaths from viruses like hepatitis A, norovirus, or bacteria like salmonella.
Okay. Are you trying to make me paranoid?
Of course not.
Well, it might be happening.
Look, Karel, when it comes to feeding our families and the people we care about, we all want to make sure that the food we're serving isn't just healthy, which is a topic we usually discuss on Serving Up Science, but we also want to make sure that it's safe to eat.
Of course.
Situations like the recent E. coli outbreak and romaine lettuce stay in the news for weeks, so the topic of food safety often feels scary and overwhelming. But there are actually a lot of precautions we can take to avoid getting sick.
Which is why it's good to discuss on the show. So what should we and our listeners know?
There are actually just four simple steps we can all take that make it a lot less likely that we'll get sick.
All right, I'm excited. Let's learn it up. Let's hear them.
Okay, the first is actually really obvious, but a lot of us don't do it enough. We should be washing our hands regularly and doing it for more than just a quick rinse. They say if you sing happy birthday twice, that's the appropriate amount of time. We should be washing our hands each time.
Wow.
And we also need to wash fresh fruits, vegetables, and keep the surfaces we use for food prep clean.
Got it. Wash your hands. Keep it clean. What's next?
All right. So avoid cross-contamination. When you handle raw meat or seafood, poultry, eggs, you need to make sure that we keep each of them apart, as well as their juices. Keep them away from other foods and also other surfaces.
So in other words, don't slice raw chicken on a cutting board followed by fresh peppers.
Exactly. And it happens all the time.
Yeah, I'm guilty of doing that every once in a while. You know, you get lazy. You just throw a pepper on there. Why not?
And third, be sure to cook all meats to a proper temperature. And you can learn more about the minimal cooking temperatures for various foods through credible sources like foodsafety.gov.
And aside from safety, undercooked meat is just gross.
It is, except, if we're going to be honest, for sushi.
But doesn't sushi open a Pandora's box of food safety concerns anyway?
Well, for now, let's save sushi for another episode. And lastly, refrigerate foods as quickly as possible. Karel, do you know how long it takes bacteria to double?
I don't know.
It can double as quickly as every 20 minutes.
That, to me, is terrifying. Yikes. I mean, that's one that I really, really am quite guilty of fairly often. I will cook some food and just leave it out for upwards of an hour sometimes. I'm very lucky that I've never been sick before, I think, from that, you know, that factor.
And you don't even know for sure. I mean, in our family, we're usually putting the kids to bed, giving them baths, and then first come back down, put things away, and do the dishes and get everything in the fridge. So that's something in our family we'll be keeping a little bit more of a careful eye on.
That's a good idea.
Because keeping foods chilled minimizes all that bacterial growth.
And in turn, our risk of getting sick.
Right. Now, of course, those four steps won't keep us completely safe, But they can certainly put the odds in our favor.
May the odds ever be in your favor.
Are you going Hunger Games on me?
Well, it seems like a better way to close the show than by dwelling on the symptoms of foodborne illnesses.
I guess you're right.
But you did give us some good tips to stay healthy during grilling season, and that's something to keep in mind all summer long. You've been listening to Serving Up Science, the series all about food, where it comes from, and how it impacts our health and our planet. I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is WKAR.